I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, yesterday at 11:40 a.m., Mammoth Lakes police officers responded to the Mono County Library Mammoth Lakes branch for a call of a disturbance. Officers encountered a male subject at the front entrance of the library, and an officer-involved shooting occurred. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact our dispatch center at 760-932-7549, option 7. This investigation is currently active, and more information will be available as soon as possible. There is no threat to the community. Supervisor Jeff Griffiths sent out a nomination for Woman of the Year. The Woman of the Year for California was Mayor Amy Boblek. She was a 21-year veteran of Modesto and Richmond Police Department. Due to the overwhelming acknowledgement of local women, Senator Alvarado Gill's office has decided to highlight additional awardees. They'll be recognizing the nominee that Jeff Griffiths put forward, Virginia Figueroa, as Inyo County's Woman of the Year at an upcoming Inyo County Board of Supervisors meeting. Thank you to Senator Alvarado Gill and to Jeff Griffiths, and congratulations to Virginia Figueroa. This on your calendar now. A household hazardous waste collection event will be held at the Independence Landfill on Sunday, March 9th from 9 a.m. through 12 p.m. Fees for disposal of household hazardous waste during the event are waived. Regular charges apply for all other disposal. Please note that hazardous waste containers cannot exceed 5 gallons each and are limited to a total of 20 gallons of product per household. If you haven't seen it yet, Mineral County Sheriff's Office extends its sincere appreciation for the Mono County Sheriff's Office, White Mountain Fire, and the California Highway Patrol for their exemplary professionalism and invaluable assistance during a recent critical incident. That's right, you probably remember February 25th at approximately 5:30 p.m., Dispatch Center received a report of a shooting on U.S. 6, mile marker 4, within Mineral County. A truck driver reported being the victim of a drive-by shooting, sustaining a gunshot wound to the leg. The victim was subsequently transported by White Mountain Fire to Northern Inyo Hospital for medical treatment. The prompt and effective response from your agency was crucial in securing the scene and initiating investigative efforts. We are deeply grateful for your collaborative spirit and commitment to public safety. Something else to put on your calendar coming up this weekend, the VFW Auxiliary Post 8988 invites you to come down to 484 Short Street on March 9th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. to enjoy a great breakfast. Not any ordinary breakfast, this is a great breakfast. They'll be serving corned beef hash, eggs to order, fresh fruit, English muffin, coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and juice, all for a donation of $14. Children 12 years and under are half price. This is open to the public. Got any questions? Well, call 760-920-0106. Free delivery is available upon request. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, that's nearly 30 years. We are your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thank you for listening. I'm Jason Brown. Let's do a little sports for today. Bishop lost its season opener against Burroughs 10-0 in 5 innings on the hill for Broncos. Freshman Knox Moffitt went 3 innings, had 4 earned runs on 4 hits. Walked 4, 1 strikeout. Junior Elliot Duda ended the game going 2 innings, allowed 3 ERs on 5 hits, 2 doubles. Collectively, the Broncos defense was solid, just a few well-placed base hits. Offensively, the Broncos got no hits, with Burroughs allowing only 2 base runners on 1 base by Richie Talavera and 1 catcher interference call for Aiden Fischetti. I'm impressed with the way we held ourselves throughout the game. The maturity level and the attitude of our players in a difficult game showed a lot of class, said Coach James Chase. Well, good job. We're still proud of you, Bishop Broncos baseball team. Better luck next time.